What's up, beautiful people? Kirby Hossman here. Going to try to deliver you just a little bit more marketing joy on this DMJ one-on-one. Hey, if these are bringing you any value, please feel free to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to them. And please rate it. Please share it. All that sort of thing. We want to spread the good word. Try to provide more and more people some value. So what I wanted to do today was talk a bit about goals. You guys know that I am a big goal setter. I'm a big believer in goals. I preach about goals. But how do I do? How do I do when it comes to goals? Like, this is the accountability podcast. This is the accountability video that I'm going to talk about a few goals that I've set for the first quarter and go over, did I pass or did I fail, right? And so that's what we're going to do today. The first thing I want to do is talk about the concept around 12-week year goals. I've talked about this in the past. There's a great book called The 12-Week Year. And it essentially, instead of setting annual goals that you set in January and then you check and see if you were successful in December, they set up the concept of the 12-week year. The 12-week year is every week represents a month. And so essentially that 12-week, that quarter, it breaks it down into four times where you get to set goals for the year instead of just one. And I really like that because I'm kind of a, you know, attention deficit, whatever. I just have a very, very short attention span. And so I really like the idea of some urgency to my goals. The example that you use is like, if you miss a week of workouts in your annual, your yearly fitness goal, it's no big deal. But if you miss a week in a 12-week year, you've missed a whole month. So that's what we did. And so as a team, we do this, we base it on the book Traction. We do our Vision Traction Organizer each quarter. So we do company goals and personal goals. And I'm going to go over some of these with you today. And we're going to kind of put me on the chopping block a little bit and see how I did. So let's start with a few of the fitness goals. Now, again, you've heard me talk about this before. I talk about the five F's of goal setting. There's fitness, finance, family, faith, and fun. And I don't know if I'll have all of those in here, but just to give you context to some of the goals that I've set for that first quarter. So let's jump right into fitness. So my first goal here was to run 200 miles over the course of that time. I'm a person who is pretty consistent with my workouts. I kind of pulled 200 miles out of the thin air. I set the goal of doing 200 miles of running and 2,000 push-ups in that first quarter. And so I did 213 miles. And many of you know, I did a half marathon at the very end of this thing. So that really pushed me over the edge. But 213 miles. So that's a big check. I'm very happy, very proud. I honestly didn't think I was going to get there after a month, but I ramped up my mileage and training. And so I was excited about that. And then push-ups, I crushed this one. I set the goal for 2000. I think that wasn't enough. So I did 6,687, a couple lessons out of these. Number one, if you are knocking on the door, so like literally after the first month, I was going to hit that goal of 2,000 pushups, which is great, but I didn't go, okay, I'm done. I kind of kept pushing myself to see how many I could do. What is the number I could do over the course of, you know, that 12-week year? And so I was really proud of that. Now, the hack here is I did an Excel sheet for every single day of what my activity would be. And then I literally put the number in every day. Now I use my phone and use Strava to track those activities, but those don't act, you know, like necessarily calculate all those for me. So I put it in here and I built a formula so that it would just calculate each month how many I did. And what was really powerful about that is that I didn't want to put zero in. So even on days that I really didn't feel like working out, it acted as a little motivation to say, oh, you know, just get a few more steps in. Get a mile in if you're not going to do three, right? Get 25 push-ups if you're not going to do 100 so that you didn't have to put that zero in there. And I'll be honest, I'm looking at the sheet right here below me and there just aren't that many zeros. And that's one of the reasons that I really did well on those goals. Now, one of the things I would say is I think that's true in a lot of areas. If you have to journal what you eat or journal what you read, you tend to do better because you want to write down a better representation of yourself. So that's a little hack that if you want to do well in your fitness goals, track that activity. It was really, really helpful to me. Now, so I did really well on those. Where did I not do well? One of the ways is I set a weight goal of getting down to 175 pounds. And for me, I just haven't been that weight in a long time. Now, I didn't hit it. I didn't make it. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I never quite made it below 180. Now, I just documented I did the work from a fitness perspective, but I didn't modify my diet nearly enough. And so I've got to decide if this is really important to me and look at it in the second quarter and go, okay, you know, this is the modification I would need to make if I want to do this. So I didn't hit my weight goal. Next up, leads for the company. You know, one of the things that I do in the organization is I do speaking and I do content and, you know, to try and drum up business for our company. We believe in content marketing and that sort of thing in a big way. I set the goal of getting 150 leads. This is another one I crushed. I got over 2,000 leads for the company. Now, the big thing I did is I did some speaking engagements that really pushed us way over that number, which is great. But part of that's because I targeted in on that perfect customer and I started saying, okay, what conferences do I want to go to? What conferences do I want to speak at? And because I knew the audience I was trying to reach, I was able to be more targeted, which gave us bigger results. So I did do well there. Next up, read 5 books in the first quarter. I did really well with that. I read some great books. There's Mike McAllowitz in there, Donald Miller in there, Alex Ramosi in there. There were several books that really were impactful. Maybe I'll unpack those at a later date, but I did knock that out. Next up, schedule a family vacation. So schedule a family or some sort of family vacation. I failed on this one. Now, again, sometimes there's excuses and sometimes there's reasons, and you can decide which this is, but my oldest is getting ready to have a baby. My second grandchild's coming, fired up about that, and they're going to be born in June, and so that kind of throws us off. And then my youngest daughter's coming home, and she's coming home here shortly, and so I was trying to work around some of that and make sure I was still – it's ironic, scheduling a family vacation would have messed up a lot of family plans. And so I may push that one into my second quarter goals. I still want to get that on the books, but I want to make sure everybody's happy, healthy, where they're supposed to be before I did that. So I didn't hit my weight goal. I didn't schedule the next family vacation. Those are probably things I'm going to work on in the second quarter. And then the final one, whether it was a plus or a minus. So publishing a book with my dad. So years ago, dad and I actually wrote a fiction book. It was literally written back in the 90s, back when I was, you know, just getting into the business of branded merch. My dad has lived in that space as well. And I'm pretty sure he was actually living in North Carolina. I was in Ohio. I would write some and send it to him. He'd send it back. It was this whole thing. And we had this great experience doing it. But we never did anything with it. And so I've kind of unearthed that and I'm digging it back out. Not looking for fame or fortune or anything like that. It just seems weird that we have this product that we haven't gotten out there. So we didn't get that published in this quarter, but we made really big progress. I mean, it was literally not, it was just on paper. So we had to get it kind of reformatted and retyped and all that sort of thing. So we made big progress, a lot of editing going on. So you might be hearing about something in the not too distant future about that. It's not a promotion in any way, but that was a big goal that I'd kind of set. And we made some progress on it, but didn't quite knock it down. So I have a couple wins, a couple losses, if it were. And you know, I think that that is totally natural. I'm a believer that if you set all your goals and you knock them all down, you surpass them all, then you haven't set big enough goals. I'm a big believer in setting big goals, not because you're trying to, you know, I do like that reach for the stars and, you know, whatever you can become whatever that saying is, you want to reach for the sun and then you might end up in the stars. But really, I think it's about who you become. I think that when you set big goals, the big thing for me is that it changes the way I think about the problem. Because if I want to have 5% sales growth, then I can do that by just doing the things I've always done. If I want to get 50% or 25% growth, I can't do it the same way. I have to think about the problems differently. And then I have to reverse engineer my behavior so that I can do those things. And by doing those things, I become a different version of myself. And that's why I like setting those big goals. So That is what I'm about to do. It's about time for me to set my new 12-week year goals. And, you know, I'm putting this out right now because we're into that second quarter. So if you either didn't set goals at the beginning of the year, or if you maybe have gotten off track or whatever, this is actually a perfect time to jump back in. I would be happy to help you. There's a great podcast by John Acuff. I've talked about him before. The All It Takes Is a Goal podcast. Big fan of that if you want tips and tricks. And he's actually got a goal or a book called that. So check out John Acuff for sure. But if there's anything I can do to help you reach towards your goals, set your goals, I would be happy to do that as well. So it's time for me. I've kind of given my successes and my fails, and now it's time to set some new goals for me to reach for. It's probably time for you to do the same thing. If this is providing you any value, if you're enjoying these podcasts or these DMJ one-on-ones, please feel free to subscribe or share these with someone else in your life that you think needs to hear it. And I will keep them coming. Thanks. We'll see you next time.